This is Speaking of Writers. I'm Steve Richards. My guest today is Peggy Bland. The book is Beauty is a Beast. Peggy, welcome to this program.
Thank you so much. Enjoy talking with you.
So, Peggy, why did you write this book?
I wrote this book because for some reason, and the cosmetic industry can vouch for this, it's a multi-billion dollar business for women to be beautiful. When a woman is born truly beautiful, she can be lied to, manipulated, tricked, everything possible by men in order to get her to marry them. It becomes a beast instead of a beauty. It becomes a liability instead of an asset. And women, of course, at a very young age, don't realize this, and consequently due to jealousy and envy from girlfriends on up through the rest of her life, she doesn't realize that they're using her for their own good, and a lot of their comments, even catty, nasty remarks, are due to them trying to bring her down to their level.
Peggy, what was your childhood like?
My childhood was quite difficult because I was born right after the Depression and went through the war years. We were rather poor. My father was the richest man, the richest bachelor in Shreveport, Louisiana. My mother was a minister's wife and not a very successful minister. And they had absolutely nothing in common. So we grew up in a very split type of family. And he lost his money in the Depression, so I never got a chance to enjoy or know about that. And he was an outdoorsman, very highly energetic. She was at the church all the time and was very lethargic. And the bed, in fact, I realized later, was kind of her escape cave. She went to bed every time she had her feelings hurt or things weren't going her way. So she spent anywhere from 10 to 16 hours a day in bed.
Did you keep a journal when you were young?
I kept a diary for quite a long time, and then I found out that my mother was getting it and reading it, which was another breach of my privacy and my life. That she thought she was supposed to be in on everything, and we just didn't have any privacy because of that.
You had also mentioned you were manipulated by men.
Oh, definitely. It's like even my pastor says, you marry somebody and a few years later, this monster comes out of the closet and you think, where did you come from? But they can put on a beautiful pony and dog show, be so sweet, so nice, and you just think, oh, everything's going to be wonderful. And they have lied to you royally. Nobody can live a lie forever. So eventually, their true nature starts showing up.
You actually lived a full and exciting life, and you have, but full of disappointments, too, towards you and your children as well.
Well, it naturally affected my children. They were always with me, so they had that base, you know, and knew they could always rely on them. But with the different marriages, and that was another thing, the men all acted like they were so thrilled I had children. Oh, one man could not have any children. He was so thrilled that I had a boy and a girl and all, and he turned out to be one of the meanest of all. They just can't live a lie. All they can think about is, I want to go to bed with her, I want to, and therefore I have to marry her. You know, and of course, nowadays women have a different moral program. But back then, I mean, you were married. So they would do everything possible to get me to marry them. And I became like a trophy and an arm ornament instead of a treasure to my husband.
Peggy, if you had to do it all over again, if you could go back, what would you do differently?
That is a really good question. It would be for me to have enough nerve and to stand up to my mother and not let her. She used to whip me with switches. She got off the edge until the whelp started bleeding, and she luckily, thank God, would faint at the sight of blood. I guess otherwise she may have whipped me to death. But it's hard for a child to realize that they are actually in charge of their life. and they just, you can obey a parent, you can do what they say and so forth, but realize that's not the direction you want to go in when you finally take charge of your life.
We're chatting with Peggy Bland here on Speaking of Writers. Her book is Beauty is a Beast. You wrote this book a while back. Was it helpful to you writing this book?
Yes, it was a release sort of thing and very satisfying, but mainly to know that I was hoping it would get out there or even become a movie or something that they could make women realize that life is very precious. And people think so much about money, but time is the most precious of all. Once you've wasted that time, you can never get it back. You can make more money, but you can't make more time. So to make the most of the time they have, and don't let other people, particularly men, take over your time and over your life. I think it was one of the famous inventors said that if thou dost value life, do not squander time, as it is what life is made of. It's not made of money, it's made of time.
Peggy Bland is my guest here on Speaking of Writers. Her book is Beauty is a Beast, available at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. Peggy, I mentioned you wrote this a while ago, I think 2017, and it originally came out. Have you gone back to reread it?
Yes, I've gone back and reread it, yes. The one thing I did was I used too many quotations and things of that sort. I didn't get enough into the living and nitty-gritty of lifestyle and what it was like, with parents. Parents are supposed to be teachers, but they're not. And children, we just kind of grow up learning as we go. And I never had anybody sit down and really talk to me about boys or men or dating or marriage. I married at talk. We had, marrying him, he ended up not even having a job. So, I mean, why did my mother say something? That how was he going to support us? And what was going to happen? She just never gave me any backup. Okay, go ahead, marry him, and, I'll show you. That was her entire attitude. She was always going to show everybody, and it was, a good example was my brother who clammed up. He never talked back to her. I did. He was about 16 years old, went to a midnight movie one Saturday night because they were so cheap. And the next morning, she would end up waking him up to go to church, with being a rabid Baptist that she was. In a couple of minutes, she looked and noticed that he had not gotten out of bed, so she went back in to wake him again. She had been brushing her hair with one of those hair brushes that's embedded in wood with a wooden back. He finally got out of bed, sat on the side of the bed, and he said, "Oh, God damn." She pulled that hairbrush back and backhanded him across the jaw. I could hear it all the way out of the room. I thought she's broken his jaw. So it was that kind of a palsy. I just almost, idiotic. You could not have a rhyme or reason for some of the things that she did. Or, I could see why my father left. But anyway, it's those kind of things that children have to deal with. And we have all of these different things in schools, and now we have this horrible transgender drag queen stuff and all. What we really need are counselors to talk to children and let children talk out their problems, because most of them, the large majority, have some problem with something. I finally got my son had to talk to a psychiatrist who had four boys of his own. And he said one of the problems with my son was that he didn't know how to treat girls as he went on dates and all, but he also didn't feel like he could talk to his father. Mm. So children are really, so many of them are so bottled up.
Peggy Bland, the book is Beauty is a Beast. It's available at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. Peggy, thank you so much for joining me.
Well, I've enjoyed talking with you, and like I say, I hope this will some way get to some movie studio, because it could even have a spiritual base to it of how we need to help children.